Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Tom Chenault Show. This is Marianne Niehouse. I'm usually the co-host in the background, and today I'm actually going to be producing the show, and I've got some other people on here to help me. I've got Lance Gordon. Lance, are you there?
I certainly am.
And Lance is just, you know, he's a good friend of Tom's and has become a good friend of mine, and so I'm excited to have you on here. And you guys have your own show, and who else do we have?
Randy Shannon, I think, son.
I don't know if I was live or not. Hi, how are you guys doing?
Yeah, Randy, so good. I am so glad I got to meet you personally.
I know. It's so funny because we're at a seminar and you're sitting right in front of me. I thought, gosh, she looks so
familiar. I had no idea. And you had your son there. So that
was
great. So you, Lance, you guys have a show that you do on in the morning, right?
Yes, this is double day.
A double show day, so that's great. So talk a little bit about that show, because, Lance, you just got on there just recently, not too long ago.
Yeah, right? Randy was on for a long time. It's been on 26 years, and it's actually an AM radio station in Albuquerque, 1050 AM, I believe it is. And Randy, I knew Randy a long time, and they had somebody leaving the show, and she called me up and said, would you be interested in co-hosting it with me? We're looking for somebody else, and I interviewed with Val and talked to, I knew Randy real well, and we get along, so there was chemistry there, and the rest is history. I signed a deal for 50 weeks to do it for the next 50 weeks, and I don't know where we are in that. Who's counting, right, Randy?
In the 50 weeks, right, who's counting at this point?
And it's been great. I'm so glad that Lance is working with me again and in that capacity, which is different from our home-based business. We actually get to talk about what's going on in the world, and then we get to try to figure out ways to solve it. And we bring in experts in every kind of field, authors, you know, producers, and just grassroots people, and it's really, really neat. We have a fun show. It's unique, and it is 1050am.com, and it's every Saturday morning, super early for those West Coasters, but really great for me, 9 a.m. Eastern, so it works perfect.
Perfect. That's a perfect time. So give me, I wanted to post the website. We do have a link to one page, but what's the website for, is it Wake Up?
WakingUpInAmerica.com is the actual show. And then the radio station itself, which is a Fox affiliate station, it's KTBL, and their website is 1050talk.com, 1050talk.com.
Okay. All right. Good.
Yeah, our audience it's out of Albuquerque. It's about 30,000 people on Saturdays. So, and then it goes to Buffalo, New York for about another 100,000 people. So it has a pretty good reach.
Wow, yeah, no, that's a great reach. That's a great, and you guys are having fun with it, and you know, that's what really counts.
It is fun. And if there's something funny going on, I'll message Lance live while we're talking. So we have a blast behind the scenes while we're actually on air.
Well, and that's, usually I'm getting messages from Tom on, you know, while we're both on the air and he's messaging me. And a couple times when we were doing the show, there's kind of a delay, right? So I'm listening to it in one room. And he's saying, yeah, and Marianne will throw that up on the website, and I haven't heard it yet. So I'm not sure what I'm looking for when it shows up. So anyway, so we got you guys up there.
And you probably have to text Tom and say, Tom, your phone's not working. Recharge the battery.
Yeah, there was that time when he was out on your boat, right, on the yacht or something. And
yes, he was.
We lost him for a minute. And
he was up on the front of the boat. And he was up on the front of the boat, and I said, Tom, don't you have a radio show at 3 o'clock? He's, oh, my God. And he runs back to the stateroom, and he gets out his and he's texting me, give me your phone. And I stopped. I was driving the boat, and I had to reach down the cabin and say, here's my phone. And he was off and running again. Things don't stop, Tom. Nothing bothers him.
Oh, no, not at all. He's such a resourceful kind of guy. And I've missed him. He's been doing a lot of traveling. He's going to be back in town tomorrow, actually. So,
oh, wow.
we'll be able to get filled in. And if you don't, you know, if you haven't been on Facebook and watched some of the things that they've been doing over in Australia and New Zealand, and obviously building business, I mean, because that's what we're all about. It's been a lot of fun living osmosisly.
Yes,
via
osmosisly.
The photos.
That's a word,
yeah.
I think.
Isn't there one?
Okay. It's in my dictionary. It's in mine.
Good. I've used it before. So.
Well, we got
anyway.
Randy Shannon on here as a guest speaker, and even though we co-host this morning, I wanted to interview her so you can find out what she's about because you've met her.
No, I think that I have. Yeah.
You met her, and she is a mom of four boys, and she's a housewife, a wonderful mother, but there's a lot more to her than that. And she got in the networking business many years ago, and some people look for it and some people fall into it. Randy, how did you get into networking?
Well, at the time I was married and we were super busy, and I was 8 months pregnant. This was with the fourth child, and my husband came back to the office and he said, "Hey, there's this business." I talked to Tom and he said, "We should get started." Now, this wasn't Tom Chenault. This was a different Tom. And I said, "Exactly where will we find the time for this? And do you see that I'm 8 months pregnant? We have no room in our life right now as it is." And he's like, "Trust me, I'm going to do this. I just need you to free me up for a few hours a week." And what's funny is the very first presentation that we had scheduled at the house, and that day I got up and I was cleaning and I was getting everything ready for this presentation, I didn't feel really good. And I called my parents later. Now, this is my fourth child. You'd think I would know, right? It's the signs. I'm about to have a child. And I called my mom. I said, "I'm just kind of sick to my stomach. I don't know what's going on. We have this big presentation tonight." And a couple hours later, she called me back, and I felt worse, and she said, "You just need to go." And I said, "Okay, well, it just doesn't seem like that, but I'll go." And I went and didn't come back because I had my son that night, my fourth son. I have all four boys. And the show went on, even though I wasn't there to do the presentation or take part in it. And I came home from the hospital, and within 3 days, that phone was ringing off the hook for our multi-level marketing business, our home-based business. And I never stopped working since. And it's been an incredible run. And we had incredible success, not because of our efforts per se, it's because of what we were able to do with the organization and all the incredible people that got involved with it. And, you know, we just made the approach so simple and so pure that it had instant profound effects in other people's businesses. And so it just worked. It was synergistic, and lots of people promoted. A lot of people had success. And that was really pretty much the start in it.
I know you actually had an organization that actually was training women on how to do network marketing, because women dominate the market in network marketing, and there's no ceiling on it, and they can probably 80% of the networking market is dominated by women. What have you found with all your experience, and you've trained people, you actually owned a network marketing company, what have you found about, have you found that to be true in the industry?
Yeah, I actually did create an organization, and it's still out there and functioning live, doing phenomenal. It's called Female Networkers, and the website is femalenetworkers.com. And it's really, even though it says female networkers, I have so many men that are involved in it, so it's not for just one person. I have college students, I have all the way up, you know, to 30s, 40s, 50s, and higher. There's a huge portion of women that are typically in their 40s or 50s that are just perfect. I mean, every age is perfect, but those women are in particularly hungry for something that can bring them back home or have a retirement that they can fall back on. And so, you know, this is for students, present and future, that are interested in a business. And basically what Female Networkers does is it lays out the blueprint on building your business without weaknesses, without fear. And we equip people to build their business with absolute certainty. And we teach the habits that really work. And yes, I did have my own multi-level marketing business, my own home-based business, and we had It was something that we created from scratch. It took me about a year to put the company together, and I worked night and day. Literally, when everyone was waking up, I was just going to bed. And I would just go on a couple hours of sleep, and it was so successful. And people, it was a happy kind of business. It had a lot of travel involved in it and a concierge involved in it. So you could call up, and we had voice or cell phone recognition. So if you called up, it would know, our company would know, the people who answered the phone would know it was you, Lance, or you, Marianne, and they would greet you with the most phenomenal message or greeting and whatever it was you were looking for. Like if you needed the name of three florists in Dallas, we would have that to you in seconds, and we would pop it over to you in a text or an email, et cetera. But see, that kind of business in an economy where it got tightened up, it ended up not doing so well towards the end. It was super successful in the beginning, $9.5 million in sales in just a little over a year and a half. It was phenomenal. People loved it. People want us. They beg for me to start that back up, but I just don't really feel like the economy warrants that because it was a very high-end product. It was several thousand dollars. So I'm not ready to get that off the ground at this point. If this economy really rebounds back, I would love to offer that service again. But I think that my focus has also changed because I've always been into health and nutrition. And with what's going on in our nation, my focus is more on that because it's not always about the money. It's about quality of life. And that's where my focus has really shifted in helping people with their quality of life.
Listen, you started with just a home-based business right out of your house, just doing what anybody can do, and then you went to the other side, the owner side, and you started a business. So you've got experience on both sides of the fence. And so now at your level of experience, do you like working with just brand new people that have never done it before? Are you willing to just sit down and work with a brand new person, or do you now just work with people that are experienced network marketers and work with the higher end people?
Oh, gosh, I'm all over the board. I love new people because they're so moldable, and if I can get them before they've gone down all the wrong roads and I can teach them right from the start, then they can have incredible success right out of the gate. If they did the walk and walked through all the pitfalls and learned some things, sometimes they're stuck in their ways. And so you got to retrain the brain. You got to make them, you know, it's about making them think entrepreneur versus employee. And I wish that the middle schools and the high schools would all over this country teach entrepreneur class, because we're training people to be worker bees and work for corporations, when in reality they should be working for themselves. And women in particular, going back to a previous question, they have it just a little bit harder because they...
Hey, we're going to have... You know what? Hang on to that. We're going to have to take a little break.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, welcome back. It's a beautiful Saturday here on the Tom Sternault Show. Oh, I hardly said that. I've got Lance Gordon and I've got Randy Shannon on here. And anyway, I want to take a second before we introduce our next guest. But, you know, Randy, you said something. I was listening so intently when you were talking about how your passion had changed there, you know, with the health and what's going on. And I think back, you know, several years ago when, you know, I had this friend diagnosed with diabetes and then another friend diagnosed with heart disease and then another friend diagnosed with cancer. And you start looking around and they're telling you, you know, one out of three is going to have this and one out of two is going to have that. And, you know, my neighbor, her and I were pregnant at the same time, and we both had boys who were just a few weeks apart, and, you know, several years later, she passed away of breast cancer. And all of a sudden, you start looking around going, who, you know, am I going to be next? Or is someone in my family going to be next?
Mm-hmm.
And so I respect your passion for, you know, where we are in this country today, you know, looking out for the health of the people that we know.
That is so true.
Yeah, and I know you and Lance, you guys know our next guest really well, so, you know, I want you to take that lead in. And I'm excited. This is a story that's needed to be told for a really, really long time. I respect the people that have been involved with this. I think it's a little bit of a risky message. However, if we don't figure this out now, you know, the problems, the repercussion of it, we're already seeing it all around us. So with that, you guys, let's introduce our next guest.
Okay. I actually became familiar with Jeff last year. I was introduced to him, and I saw the movie trailer about the movie Bought, and I became I was really I'd gotten Dr. Wallach, obviously, has shocked me quite a bit in the industry with some of the stuff he's made me aware of. But this was far beyond even what I had been exposed to. Jeff has done many movies. He's did a movie called Doctored, which talked about the fact that a lot of the alternative medicine professionals were being kept out of the market. The easiest way to keep them out is don't have health insurance cover you. And if you have to pay for it out of your pocket, you more or less keep them out of the market and just let MDs, only MDs can be covered by that. And after that movie came out, chiropractors started getting covered by insurance plans because I think it exposed a real flaw in our system. He's done Fahrenheit 9/11. He's done a lot of other movies, and I'm sure he's working on some projects. He's traveling right now, but we still got him on the show. Are you there, Jeff? Have you been able to get in?
I am here.
Fabulous. First of all, Jeff, I want to take a second just to tell you how much I really have a phenomenal respect for the stand you've taken on our healthcare system and other issues. Very few people would have the guts to go out on a limb like that. And you're going up against the most powerful giants in this country. And if you watch a movie, you'll see why. They're the FDA, the AMA, or the medical community, and the pharma industry. And I first became familiar with you last year when I saw the trailer Bought. And from what I remember when we were talking, you had original funding problems. It was hard to get the funding for it. And you had some very unusual grassroots options you use. So tell us how you, first of all, you pull this off to even get the money to do this thing.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, the options that have opened up for filmmakers are great if you're, you know, capable of doing it. And so with Bought, and so people, the word is kind of phonologically ambiguous. It's, we're saying B-O-U-G-H-T, as in your healthcare has been bought, your food has been bought. And so with the film Bought, we ran four crowdfunding campaigns on Indiegogo and raised over $500,000 in crowdfunding. And so this is money that came in to finance this film. We spent about $1 million on it. So, you know, it used to be I had to raise all the money from investors. And this, we had less investors, and there were people that were supporting it, where the money came in $5, $25, $100 at a time from people who wanted to participate in getting this message out. I love this form of I don't even want to call it activism because, you know, I'm not against anything. It's, you know, it's like we're not, you know, I don't think of myself as taking on big pharma or taking on, I think of myself as four things. And in this case, we filmed at Harvard, we filmed at MIT, we filmed at Purdue University, at the University of Kentucky. I've got the best scientists in the world. We made a film that really is, from a fact standpoint, bulletproof. That the theme is that we...
Hey, Jeff?
Yes?
Jeff, I'm sorry. Just hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break, and then we will be back right after this and hear more about the movie Fox.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned in to his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, we are back on the Tom Chenault Show with Marianne Niehaus. I am normally the co-host, and I'm hosting today. We've got some great guests on, and we've got Randy Shannon on here and Lance Gordon, and we are in the middle of talking with Jeff Hayes. So, Jeff, I'm sorry we had to cut you off right there. We've got a little bit longer segment. So keep talking about that, the funding and how those... You know, I have a little bit of experience in the film world, and so I love the aspect of that, that you get people who are really backing what it is that you are, what your message, you know, what you're trying to deliver here. So back to where you were.
With BOT, the film is about big pharma, vaccine dangers, and GMOs. And these are all controversial topics. We wanted to make it. This is a mainstream film. I'm in Santa Fe, New Mexico today. My office is in New York. I live in Utah, so I travel a lot. Right now, I've got my son-in-law, my daughter, and a couple of my adult kids with me. My daughter has a 31 years old. She has three children and has a 6-month-old baby. And this, the true fact is I made this film for her. A couple of years ago with her other child, she decided she didn't want to follow the vaccine schedule because she had what she perceived as a mother was an adverse reaction. And the attack from her pediatrician on her, the controversy with her friends where she had other mothers who said, if you don't have your kids vaccinated, don't bring them around my kids, was devastating to her. And so I made this film for my daughter Casey and all of the women like her, the young mothers who are fiercely fighting for their children and they just want to know the truth. And, you know, if we can get pediatricians educated about the real facts instead of just the surface facts, then this is a good start. So the only way you can do that, we funded this through crowdfunding. You know, over half of the budget came from crowdfunding. And then the way we're distributing it is the same way. We signed up with a group called YECRA, and the YECRA player people can put it on their website. And have people see the film on their website. And so literally for the first time in my life as a filmmaker, I mean, I've been shortlisted for an Academy Award. I've sold pictures to major studios. I've produced TV shows. All of a sudden, we're able to take a topic like this and fund it from the crowd, spend a year and a half and $1 million making a spectacular film, I say pridefully, and then distribute it with where it's a grassroots effort, person to person. And that really is the only way a message like this can get out there. You can't advertise a film like this when Big Pharma spends $4 billion a year advertising in the U.S. You know, there's no way to get it out other than person to person, and it's working spectacularly.
Now, how would they listen to it? How would they watch the film if they want to watch it?
They can go to our website, BoughtMovie.com, B-O-U-G-H-T, movie.com, and there they can watch the film. You can stream it. I think it's $4.95 to stream it. You can buy it and own it. And you can also sign up as an affiliate and have the YECRA player on your page where people can see it there, and it's actually a two-tier affiliate program where people get paid for sharing it. Now, it's funny, that's kind of blown up. We have a lot of groups that, you know, said, hey, I don't want people to think I'm making money on this. I just want to share it. But what we wanted to do is harness the power of that we had in the crowdfunding and let people participate in sharing this film. And literally in the first week, we ended up with almost 2,000 affiliates, which was a record for YECRA. Mercola is going to be featuring the film starting on November 7th. We've had great support from a lot of the alternative medicine sites. And the reviews from industry, you know, just key industry leaders have been spectacular. I'm really proud at how we presented these controversial topics without becoming shrill or going over the top.
Now, you mentioned something, you could be an affiliate, and then you can have a link on your site so people can just come and watch it as many times as they want. Is that what
correct?
You said?
Yeah.
How do you become an affiliate?
So if they go to our site, BoughtMovie.com, there's a button there on that says become an affiliate, and you get paid on everybody who sees it on your site. And then if people sign up to see it on your site and they sign up to be affiliates, you actually get paid on that next.
Okay.
You know, it's two tiers.
Oh, okay.
Jeff, I wanted to jump in here. This is Randy Shannon calling in from Miami, and I just wanted to say I watched your movie last night, and I had to pause it a few times, so I was glad that I did it that way because I was in and out of the room. So that worked really well for me. But I wanted to tell you that I knew a lot of these things, but what I loved about your movie is that you showed it in incredible detail, and you broke it down. And I'm someone who studies this and has a huge passion for people and for our health. And this was so superbly done And, you know, I'm just proud of you and all of the people that got involved in it, that they didn't let fear scare them out of giving this information. Because one of the things that I do outside of health and nutrition is get to the truth. And I lay a foundation of truth in my second life. It's one of the other things that I do during the week. And I just want to say, you know, kudos to you and for everyone that got involved. And thank you for standing up and not being afraid to tell the story.
So thank you, Randy, and to be honest with you, I was afraid. This is where, you know, we're taking on a multi-billion-dollar industry that is a very powerful industry. And again, I'm not against anything. The theme of the film is we deserve the right to know what's in our food, and we deserve the right to know what's in our vaccines and what the real effects are. And if somebody is thoroughly educated and they want to give every vaccine while they eat GMO corn all day, God bless them. That's none of my business. What is our business is what kind of society do we want to live in, where we get to make that decision or where the government decides it for us. And that's really the main message of the film. Moms should get to choose for their family.
Jeff, you had some censorship problems and some hurdles to overcome. You mentioned that you were taking on Big Pharma. It didn't always run smoothly. Can you tell me about some of the issues that came up, censorship? I know your trailer was, you had some problems with that.
It's just, you know, there's resistance in everything. But, you know, where we would do press releases and no matter how we, you know, we had to verify every fact in there. And so some of them, like once, you know, they wouldn't accept CNN as a source. And it's like,
oh, wow.
Never in the history of my public relations, never in her history has she ever said, no, we won't accept CNN as a source of a quote. You know, where it was just almost comical as we went through and weren't able to do press releases on the film. That's the power, though, of this grassroots person to person. That's the power of a show like the show that we're talking on right now. This is how this kind of message gets out there, and it's unstoppable.
And we've got Facebook now, so they can't stop that. And we've got Twitter.
Well, they can.
Social media.
So we're, you know, when we put something on Facebook, we find it goes out to 6 to 7% of our audience. But that's not unique to, you know, that's a Facebook thing.
Oh, they can.
What's
they
the
can
rest of your audience?
They can censor you also then.
Yes.
So I don't know that that's unique to us. I think that's unique to anyone. I think it's part of a function of their model. So I don't want to.
Okay.
Well, one of the things that I love that you threw in there too was the woman who said you don't mess with a mom and her babies, and that is so true. I mean, dads are so important; they're pivotal. But a mother carried that child, and so we have a bond that nobody can have. And you know, we will go to the end of the earth for our kids. And so I love the organization that came out of that, the Moms Against GMOs, because that just gave it such a powerful venting tool that went around the world so fast. So I love that it picked up speed that way.
Jeff, you said it's
so
going to be
proud of them.
It's going to be going into the theaters in December. You said.
That's correct. Yeah. So this is the first time I've ever released online. So there's this 6-week period that we're already 2 weeks into, where people can see it online first, and then we'll take it down. We'll go into large market theaters in the month of December.
Is it going to be the same movie, or is it a different version for the theater?
No, same film.
It's the exact same thing. What areas of the country are you going to be putting it in theaters?
It's really limited, just New York, L.A., and Chicago, and then I'm doing Salt Lake because I live there. But the only reason we're doing a small theatrical run is to qualify for Academy Award consideration and to get reviews for the film as we promote it on DVD.
Do you think you'll get positive reviews with the problems you've already had with censorship and everything?
You know, what's interesting is we find pockets that there are many, many, like the number one, there was an article in Hollywood Reporter that people in Hollywood are not vaccinating their children. The people who are not vaccinating are the most affluent and the most educated. It's not poor people not taking the time. And so what I know is there are reporters that we don't know who they are, but they side with us. And so I just need to find them and let them see the film.
What was really interesting with that vaccination is you brought out the fact that flu vaccinations were initially just for the elderly, and then I think the farmers saw the profits in them, and all of a sudden everybody's supposed to get them.
Isn't that amazing? Remember when the flu shot, you know, they talked about it. It was only for the elderly and the very, very young. And suddenly, based on zero research, everybody, including babies as young as 6 months old, should be getting a flu shot every year. And again, this is based on zero research. The Cochrane Commission has reviewed this three times and continued to find that the flu vaccine does nothing. And for us to force our people in our medical community to get a flu shot, even if they've already had an adverse reaction, is insane.
The the schools are definite. I don't know if you can even go to school without a flu shot, but
From state to state it varies. This has gone to the Supreme Court of the state of New York. The case we cover, Mary Check, where she had an adverse reaction to a flu shot, and they're not letting her go to school in New York if she doesn't get another flu shot.
Did she claim religious exemption? Because that was one thing I didn't see talked about. It talked about exemptions in your film. And then there was an attorney that came on and said that they used one case law from years ago. But
from 1905.
Hey, Randy.
Yeah.
Randy, Jeff, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back for our last segment. Thanks, you guys. This is great.
Thank you.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
We are back for the last segment of the Tom Chenault Show with Marianne Niehaus. We got Randy Shannon on here, Lance Gordon, and Jeff Hayes. So
excellent.
All right.
Yeah, Randy, you were asking Jeff a question.
I was just really asking about the religious exemption argument. Can everyone make that? Because that's what I've said, and it stops them in their tracks. And I've never had a problem with it.
Yeah, so that actually in New York, they did, on the Marichak case, they did argue the Religious Exemption Act, and it was not, the lower courts ruled against her.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Well, and I have friends.
A philosophical discussion that we have to decide what kind of country do we want to live in. Do we want a country where the state makes these decisions about what goes into your child's body, whether it's GMO food or whether it's components of vaccines or the vaccine itself? And to me, this is a fundamental philosophical discussion that we don't have to even get into the science until we answer this question.
Is that 1905?
Well, I've had people.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I've had people in the medical field, you know, that they're telling them they can't work unless they get the flu shots. Well, and they know what's going to, you know, what it's about. And pharmacists, we've talked to pharmacists, and they won't even take these flu shots or these vaccinations because they know what's in them.
Well, in 1905 cases, does that mean the government could force you to take flu shots if they wanted to, or any kind of vaccine?
Any kind of the vaccines based on that 1905 case, which at the time that case was decided, there were so many fewer vaccines. And in 1986, when Congress created a rule that you cannot sue a vaccine manufacturer for any reason based on any outcome from a vaccine, the vaccine manufacturers went to Congress and said that vaccines, and their quote was, were inherently and unavoidably unsafe, but we have to have liability protection or we're exiting the business. So once they made this argument, there's no unavoidably inherently unsafe, once we gave them liability protection, now they say vaccines are safe and effective for everybody. You know, I don't know how you make those same arguments at the same time. Well, the vaccine business has grown from $4 billion to $40 billion. And think about it as an owner of a pharmaceutical company. Here's finally a drug that you can get the government to insist that everybody takes, that you always get paid for, that by law people have to take, that if something happens to them, they can't sue you. You have no downside. This was not the intended consequence of our actions. But this is what we've created, and it's being exploited, and it to the detriment of our children.
Well, that 1905 case was upheld in 2014, wasn't it?
That's correct. And with the Marichak case that the attorney is on our film. Again, we created this vaccine program to protect our children, but somehow the vaccine program has become more important than the health of our children. And we've got to stop and look and see what's happening.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable that it has flip-flopped so greatly, and that we have allowed them to just bulldoze over us. And, you know, they were supposed to, these people are supposed to serve us. And instead, they've got us being subservient to them. And, again, your movie is so important. I can't say it enough. I wish everyone would watch this movie. I sent links to my family and my closest friends last night to go take a look at this movie.
Thank you so much. That's what we need. So I not only need people to see it, but I need them to share this with their friends. This is the only way that this message will get out there. And if it does, we can start to affect the culture from the bottom up.
That's it. And what is of our life? If we can't stand up for mankind, what good are we? You only get to live once. How are you going to live it? You got to do it the right way. You got to stand up. You know, some things are just worth fighting for, and you are fighting in this way. The Moms Against GMO are fighting this way. We're helping people with home-based businesses, which pulls them out of that rat race, so to speak. I mean, everybody has to stand in their own way, and people have to make a decision of how they're going to do it. So I'm just so grateful for programs like this, and Tom Chenault, and you, Marianne, and Lance, my friend, and now Jeff Hayes. It's an honor to have met you.
Thank you, Randy.
Yeah, and I did. I went ahead and became an affiliate. So while we were doing the show, so I'm excited.
Yeah.
I post it on my Facebook.
It's working. Viral marketing.
Let's get this thing going. Yeah.
Send me your link.
And I want to speak for a second about. I'm in New Mexico, and I've been stunned. This is the poorest state in the country, and I've been stunned. There's a casino every few miles. It's almost like these people preying on the poorest of the poor. The only solution to this is entrepreneurship. What you guys are doing, so I don't want to get into it at all, but my next film is on entrepreneurship, so I'm so proud. What we're seeing in Big Pharma is not capitalism. It's crony capitalism. It's people that are hijacking the system, and it's a slap in the face to all of us that are entrepreneurs that are building our businesses without going to the government and looking for them to pay our way.
What's your next movie going to be? What's it going to be called?
Quick, we've got a few seconds.
The Wealth Gap.
The Wealth Gap.
All right. Thanks, you guys. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next Saturday on the Tom Chenault
Show. Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye. Take care.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.